Welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny, a podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, enjoy a laugh or two. Here's this week's show.
Where'd she go? I think she left me. It's quiet. Hello. Hello. Man. I finally show up for a recording session and she ditches me. Anyone there? All right. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy my beverages. Yes, that's plural. Hey, there's a crack open. Ah, delicious. Can't believe it's September already. It's on the news.
Hooray for beer. I'm coming.
What's the news? What's the news?
Don't be talking bad about me. Now wait, I gotta put the headphones in.
What's the news?
Okay, I can't wait to listen back and hear everything that Chris was saying. Hi, hello. Hello.
Oh, hey, now you're back. Jeez, thanks.
Listen, I am a human. I do have bodily functions. I had to pee really bad. I wasn't going to make it.
You had to pee like a racehorse?
Yeah.
Racehorse said to pee bad?
Have you never seen them pee?
No.
Oh my gosh. It's like a lot. It's like a river. Yeah. It's a lot.
Why, right? Wouldn't that just be all horses?
Yeah, true.
I never got the racehorse part of it.
Okay, this is way too deep. We haven't even done the intro yet.
Hey!
But
welcome everyone. Thank you for joining our podcast where we talk about nonsense constantly. We haven't done it for like a month because I'm too cool.
Dick.
I wish I could say I had something cool going on, but I don't have another podcast. I don't have anything else going on. I haven't been here.
AKA a life.
No life, just working 24/7. That's pretty much my life.
Terrible. Yeah, well, good. Hi, Chris. I'm glad we're not on a break anymore.
We're on a break.
I was beginning to think you didn't like me. You weren't into it.
No, I am. I'm sorry.
Couldn't handle it.
I can't handle so much awesome. It's only now.
Yeah, I almost plugged in a Talks with Sarah No Socks episode to, you know, not lose our audience.
But then you realize we didn't have an audience.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm just disappointing a small few. It's all right. We're going to be internet famous soon enough, Chris. It's going to happen. You know it is.
For something, I'm not sure what. Not gonna be for the podcast.
Listen, I have been following a lot of really good content creators, and they talk about how the fact that you should always record video with your podcast and upload that to YouTube. I feel like this could be our big break. I mean, it's the only way. People have to see us. They have to see the antics and the craziness. The more I think about how much people are on video, the more I think... So we're really just pulling back the whole curtain here, right? Because there's no way I'm going to get all gussied up to be on video for you.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking around my finished basement, but it's still a basement. And if you were able to see my background, you would see a quite dusty treadmill.
There's no need to see backgrounds, Chris. We have virtual backgrounds.
No. Have you seen people like throwing up like the beaches and like other cool places as backgrounds?
Absolutely.
Dude, I don't know if it's just my recent experiences, but like the software tries to interpret exactly where, you know, when the person is, and everything else kind of gets blurred out, you know, with the background. And that kind of makes some really awkward situations. Like people who have like, not hair that's stuck right to their head. they lose like all their hair.
Yes.
That is the freakiest thing. I'm like, I'm seeing this person and I'm like, what happened to her whole hair? Like, what is
this? If and I wear my hair in a ponytail. Yeah.
And, imagine it pops up and then it disappears. And I was on this call. It wasn't someone that we worked with. It was a third party company. They had that background in, and the guy was working from home as well. And then literally out of nowhere, this baby just appears on his lap. And I'm like, where did this come from? I see two arms cross his body out of nowhere and a baby appears.
I mean, fair. I think this happened to me yesterday. So I was
this thing.
It is creepy. I don't appreciate how I never have hair. That is my one complaint. Yeah. I always have to wear my hair down, and I live in Southern California. It's hot. I don't want my hair down. I need it up and ponytail. And there's a couple criteria, right, for turning on the video, even if you have the background blurred out. And yesterday I was chatting with a friend via phone who said, hey, I thought maybe we could chat via video. And I was like, well, I got a bra and pants on. This is the criteria.
I'm not naked like usually am. Yeah. So
fire up the video, my friend. It'll be fine. And I thought, this is really what 2020 is. It's like, do I have pants on? Yes. Do I have a bra on? Yes. Do I look like shit tail? Yes. And it's fine.
I have the bra on.
Yeah, there you go. The man's ear. So I turned on the video, put on my like fake background or whatever, and I'm chatting with this person. And sure enough, here comes Brooks with our oldest dog and pops him right up in the back. Just appeared out of nowhere and then disappeared. Oh boy. Goodness.
It is weird. Yeah.
It's bizarre.
That's the thing I don't like about people losing half their hair and heads and stuff like that, like their appendages and stuff like that. So I appreciate it. I think it's neat. I definitely, appreciate people not seeing my lack of used fitness equipment and things like that. But I haven't done it in meetings yet that much. It's been more popular now as we got a new software application to do that. But well,
what are you using? There's Zoom and Teams, Microsoft Skype.
Teams. Microsoft Teams.
Yeah.
It is nice. It is very cool. But yeah. And no, I mean, then I have to like, I don't really, and this is just having worked from home for so long now. I mean, you obviously were doing this prior to having to do this.
Right.
But yeah. I kind of roll out of bed and make coffee and kind of just get on with the day right away.
1,000%.
And then it's like midday ish. I have like maybe a half hour break and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get a shower now.
Yes.
And so like the first half of the day, I look like hell rolled over.
Yeah. I'm with you, but I feel so much more productive because I'm a morning person. So to me, it just makes more sense to roll out of bed, grab my cup of coffee and get moving.
Yes.
And then worry about what I look like later.
Right. It's a nice break. Then you're like, you start smelling yourself and you're like, all right now, let's get some shower. So.
Yeah, it's usually like 10:30, 11 o'clock before I'm like, ooh, I have not eaten anything and I smell. It's time to take care of that.
I haven't drank any beer yet. It's time to get down there.
Wait, it's a little early.
I didn't say. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's 10:30 your time, so it's, early afternoon here, so.
I've been known to drink at 8 in the morning. I'm not afraid of it. It's totally fine. I think quarantine made day drinking okay, no? Maybe.
Only if you purchase outside and then bring it home, to help support the local economy.
Well, I mean, all my beer is local economy, so it's fine.
There you go.
Beer, wine, liquor. I get it all local.
Yeah. Speaking of beer, I mean, I don't know about how hot it is out in California and stuff like that. Around here, around these parts, it's been in the 70s now, so it's starting to feel a little fallish. And guess what I just picked up the other day?
Ugh. If you say pumpkin anything, I'm going to smack you.
I'm going to say Oktoberfest.
Ugh. Unbelievable.
I'm very excited. It was great. And so I'm not a huge Sam Adams fan, but they have a couple of my favorite beers. And one of them is Summer Ale. And I literally had one Summer Ale left in my beer fridge. And I drank that. And it was like very ceremonial. The transition from summer to fall. And the next beer I picked up was the Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Like, it goes from summer to Oktoberfest.
So in one night you were like, and transition. Is that and, what you're saying?
I know. The only bummer is it's getting too cold to swim. So,
oh my God. After all of that with this goddamn pool, now it's like too cold. See, that's the thing that sucks about the Northeast in general. You can only use that shit for, I don't know, 3 months out of the year. Come on. Well,
next year we're thinking about getting, well, I'm going to invest in a solar heater.
How is that going to work when you just never have electricity, Chris? Like last week we couldn't record because you had no power for days. You live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, we were supposed to do this last week at that time, and yeah, a storm came through. I had no power from like 7 p.m. Thursday, and I didn't get it back until Saturday morning at like 1 o'clock in the morning. We finally got it back, so that was just fun.
Such a terrible plan.
It was terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, we just have rolling blackouts, so it's at least planned when we're going to lose power.
Yeah, it's mine's planned too. Whenever there's any kind of wind or
a gust,
it's ridiculous. All these dead ash trees out our way. It's just.
Don't you have a generator though?
Yes, I do. So
great.
It was a comedy of errors with the generator process. We could talk about it if you wish.
I don't know. Is it going to be a really long story? I'm not sure our audience needs to hear about generators.
No, just, you know, we do have a generator and we run electrical cords out, you know, power some of the house, right? So we have heat, or not heat, but we have lights and stuff like that and get the fridge. Anyway, so the generator I have, I actually inherited from my grandparents, and it has like an on-off switch that is rubber for the fuel. Mm-hmm. Anyway, like I pumped this thing full of fuel because it was empty, and I literally turn the on-off switch for the fuel to go in, and mm-hmm. It really smells like gas. And this is and this is like 8 o'clock, 8:30, so it's, you know, it's pretty dark. I had no lights, no power, so it's like, and the freaking plug there popped out of the gas tank.
Oh gosh!
And so it was leaking gas, and I'm trying to like, oh, it was terrible. And I had no water. I live on a well, so I have gas all over me. Thank goodness there was fire. Okay. Anyway, it was terrible. But anyway, we're in shape. I got a new generator. We have a transfer switch into our house, so we're actually able to power things normally. So we're getting there.
Good.
We're getting there. But it was terrible.
You're moving into the current century.
Oh my goodness, it was ridiculous. Well, anyway, my wife was like, you know, she's paranoid about like the food in the fridge and stuff like that. So we ended up throwing out a bunch of stuff in there too. So it was good.
Yeah.
Good cleaning, I guess. Yeah. You know,
sounds. So. Awful.
Hopefully, now that I have all this infrastructure in place, I won't actually lose power ever again.
Ever again, yeah. And then he'll come up with some other excuse and be like, oh, I don't know, I have to wash my hair.
I have a cough.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I will just say that here it is in the 70s currently, but we are to get a heat wave from Labor Day. I'm not too excited about that, Chris, because it's September. And much like you, I think people think we don't have seasons. We have seasons here. It goes from like, you know, 70s to 80s to back to 70s, which I prefer. And it's supposed to be 92 this weekend at the coast.
That's awesome.
Now, let me explain the microclimate culture here very quickly in San Diego. If it is 92 at the coast, that means 5 miles east of the coast, it's over 100. And we have no clouds, 100% sunshine. It is so, so, so hot. I mean, I grew up in the Northeast. I am used to 100 degrees, 100% humidity. This heat is just different. It's hot. So that's our weekend. We're 20 degrees above normal.
I like it. I'll take it.
Everybody will be at the beach. They'll be ruining all my surf time.
Well, I was going to say, now you can get out there surfing, you know, in nice warm weather.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Chris, I'm really enjoying the surfing. I enjoy the surfing. I am becoming pro surfer. I am confident when I stand up for 2.2 seconds until nature touches me.
What do you mean nature? Like
so,
a fish?
Yeah, so we have fish. But more importantly, we have stingrays, and we have lots of stingrays, which are fine. In theory, I think that's amazing that they exist in the ocean with me until I touch them with my foot. And then I don't want them to exist in the ocean with me.
Yeah,
it creeps me out. You know, I mean, their sting really, really hurts. I have not been stung, knock on wood, thankfully yet. But they're quite frequent, the stings. And so you do this thing called the stingray shuffle, where you shuffle your feet. Anytime your feet are on the ground, you just shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. And that kind of keeps them at bay. And then you're less likely to get stung. Well, when you're surfing and you're, you know, pro as I am and fall off your board a lot, you tend to hit the ground a lot more often. So I was doing really well. It was a little bit of a rough surf the last time I went out over the weekend. And I was like out for about 45, 50 minutes. And I landed square on the top of a stingray, my foot. And I couldn't feel sand around it. So it was a big stingray. And I was like, I'm catching the next wave in. I cannot take any more nature. I just.
That would freak me out.
It's so freaky because you can't see it. You know, you're only out in like chest deep water, so you're not super, super deep. But then you see seals and pelicans and dolphins and you're like, this is amazing. Then you're like, holy shit, something bad could happen.
I like it when it's over there, not here. Right. There.
Exactly. I'm like, please go out past the surf line and then that's fine. I can see you and we're close, but we're not like, oh, nature face to face. Yeah. Touching you. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a little tricky. Yeah.
Can you see through the water in San Diego?
Yes, you definitely can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it was, you know, I mean, it's not like it's calm seas. It's not like the Caribbean. We have lots of waves. So while it's clear water and very pristine, you definitely can't see everything all the time. And, you know, then your mind starts playing tricks on you. Like as soon as I stepped on the stingray, I look out and I'm like, oh, did I just see a fin?
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, oh, forget it. I'm going in. Yeah. So it's good, though. I really like it. I like the surfing. And Brooks has been biking a lot with his broken everything.
Oh, nice. It's
getting better.
Well, that's good.
His toe. So I'll just tell you, like, being, I don't know. Well, let's talk about this. So I don't want to use the word trapped because we're definitely not trapped. We do go out. But, you know, we're very cautious about who we're with and where we go. And we certainly don't go to any public areas. And Brooks did not work from home. He had an office setting that he typically worked from. And so he's been working from home for over 6 months. And, you know, I was used to my whole routine. So it took us a long time to figure that all out. And then you just start to, I think, become like engrossed in everything that the other person is doing. I don't know. Maybe it's just us. We're starting to lose our shit because, like, we'll just start laughing. I'll just laugh. He'll sit on me and I'll start laughing. Like, he was laughing for a week straight about my goddamn coffee cup because he thought it was so tiny. And I'd take a drink of coffee and just start laughing, hysterical, like crying laughter. I feel like I might be actually losing my mind. I'm not sure. I don't know. You having that at all or no, because you and the wife work on separate floors?
We do. So that's nice. That actually is a benefit to us. I think we would not do well on the same area here.
Well, the thing is we get so much done, but it's like, I don't know. I've never worked with him in a, you know, a setting. So it's just interesting to listen. Like today, I was just laughing because he was asking, what was it? A printer spool. And I just started laughing. I'm like, who asked about? Why are you asking about that? Who needs to print anything?
Sounds a little personal.
I know, right? I was like, why does that even exist? Nobody's printing anything. We're all virtual.
I know. It's awesome.
Oh, it's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
That happens. You just start losing it.
We've really lost it. And I think too, you know, we have the old dogs, Chris. Yeah. So our oldest is 17 and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. That's old. And I know I've talked about Gussie before. He is deaf and blind and has been relatively healthy his entire life, right? Like he gets ear infections every now and then because he has floppy ears. And when he got old, he got cataracts and glaucoma and needed some eye drops. That was it. Until 2 weeks ago. when it was like, oh, old dogs are okay until they aren't. Yeah. Overnight. It was overnight. I couldn't believe it. He had these like terrible infections and they're like, oh, he has doggy dementia and he's not going to make it. And then sure enough, doesn't that fucker a week later rally and be like, nope, I'm all good.
Wait, what 100%. Is doggy dementia?
Okay. So PSA of the week coming in early. This is an actual thing. So dogs can get dementia just like people. It usually represents more sundowners type syndrome versus Alzheimer's, but they can also get Alzheimer's. So they do see cognitive decline a lot of times in older dogs. And just like people, you know, I mean, of course, a healthy diet and exercise and routine, all those kinds of things really help. So his was induced from his severe infection. So he has gotten over it very quickly. And a lot of it, I think, was kind of mixed in with the fact that he's deaf and blind. So he was at the vet for a full 8 hours while they were trying to calm him down and examine him. And the vet was like, I think he's really lost his mind. I'm like, no, he's totally just freaked out. He knows where everything is. Brooke said after it was like a week after we ended the antibiotics, he was walking deadpan towards a wall and like half inch away just stopped and turned. Like, that fucker knows what's going on. He's just really smart. But yeah, doggy dementia, a real thing.
Really? How do they know?
So they start to pace a lot, pant. They forget things. They'll start sometimes peeing in the house. They'll bark or whine. You know, I'd forget who you are, if they can still see. I mean, a lot of the same symptoms that you would see in a person. Just really forgetful and uncomfortable and can't get settled.
Start peeing in the house, too?
Yeah, I mean, you could.
Maybe that's what my dog has. So I have a, you know, 16 and a half plus year old lab, which is
really old for a lab.
Really old for a lab. And he does that. You know, I'll let him out and I'll be like, go to the bathroom. And he'll be like, look at me. I'm like, go to the bathroom. And he'll like turn right back in and he like poops in the house. I'm like, you're on your last leg. But I don't know, because my dog, you know, I've always appreciated people who've done an excellent job at training their dogs to be very obedient. Mm-hmm. But I've always felt like, A, that's a lot of work, and B, I want my, like, you know, much like my humans, you know, I like, you know, my dogs have like a personality, right?
Right.
And so that's, you know, he's always been one to really just like look at you and you're like, get in here now, or don't do that. And he just kind of like, and like turns him off the way. And so now it's like, is he not listening to me or is he just deaf?
So you're not really sure. Like, does he react to anything, any sounds or noises or anything?
No, I think he is. I mean, I think he's gone deaf. He doesn't obviously pick up on things. And I sometimes, when he isn't listening to me, like, he'll be doing his own thing and I'll be clapping or hollering. You know, thank goodness I don't live in a development. I live in the middle of nowhere. At least for this one, not the power situation. But I'll get my flip flops on and I'll like walk outside in the middle of the night, like at 2 a.m. And I'll come right behind him and I'll like pinch his butt and he's like, oh, hey. Which is funny and terrible.
Yeah, that's pretty awful. I know. I do the same thing, though. I'm always like, Gussie, and I'll yell from across the room. He's been deaf for years, so this is not new for us. And I was like, why am I yelling at the deaf dog? He can't hear me. He has no idea. I don't know. He was really lapping it up, though. We had to hand feed him for a little bit. I mean, we were convinced we were going to have to put him down. Yeah. And then he just stopped eating because we kept hiding pills in his food. And he's always hated that. So he was like, fuck you guys. I'm not going to eat it all then, because you keep hiding pills in there. Like, you'd feed him and he'd spit it out.
He's on to you.
Totally on to us. But he's fine. Back to normal now. We had a little scare a day ago. Back to the same kind of symptoms, but we have some meds still and it seemed to resolve overnight, thankfully.
Okay. I'm glad.
So we'll see. And Frankie's still an asshole. I mean, I will give him credit. He usually only barks at people without masks on. So he somehow trained himself that that's okay. I let those slide. I'm like, good job, buddy. Good job. But all the other times, yeah, it's just him being a dick. And I'm like, I don't understand. Why are you barking?
Which human is he taking after there?
Oh, yeah, probably me. I mean, I'm sometimes very much an asshole, but I don't know. I'm like, you like everybody, don't you? And it's weird because some dogs he doesn't bark at all. And they're so much bigger than him. And then some dogs, tiniest little fluffy thing. And he just goes berserk. I'm like, you're a dick. I just.
He's probably like, you're not a real dog. You're too fluffy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what goes on in his brain. And like some lady was just walking today with her suitcase and he went berserk. Don't you think dogs just know, though? This has been the thing that's been pissing me off for all of quarantine. Like, how have we not invented that collar from Up yet where the dog barks and it tells you what they're saying? What? Yeah. Why hasn't that happened? We're in 2020. Come on. We're sending Teslas up to Mars. We can surely create this thing.
I'm pretty sure both of our dogs would say, please kill me. I know, right? Take me out of my misery now.
I don't know. Freaking Gussie is still playing with his damn ball when he eats, when he can find it anyway. That's hysterical and very tragic to try and watch a deaf blind dog find his tennis ball to kick around. I'm a terrible human, Chris. It's fine. It's fine.
Got anything exciting coming up this weekend? Or are you just going to enjoy the heat and do up some surfing and touching the wildlife?
Yeah, that's it, man. There's nothing exciting to be had. We have been off the quote-unquote watch list here in San Diego for a couple of weeks. And Brooks and I had this discussion. I'm like, yeah, well, this is the same thing that happened on Memorial Day. Everybody's going to be an asshole and have a party. And then we're going to be right back on the watch list. There you go. I do my part as I always do and keep my mask on and my ass at home. And yeah, I mean, we go surfing, we go to the one local winery with our bubble of people, and that's that.
I'm with you.
Yeah, how about you guys?
It's canning weekend. One of my favorite times of the year.
Yeah, it's good. What are we canning?
We are canning tomato soup, so regular and spicy. I'm gonna do Thai peppers in my spicy tomato soup, so we'll see how hot I can get it this year. We're gonna do some salsa and we're gonna do spaghetti sauce.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll be, I think we're gonna have about six to eight roasters going. So
we know what you're eating for the next wave of quarantine.
Oh goodness, yeah. I mean, we've been, my wife's mom has been canning small batches because our garden has just exploded. I literally have three cherry tomato plants that just every day you could pull a big bowl of cherry tomatoes off of. It's just been ridiculous. And so we've been canning those as like whole tomatoes.
Yeah.
In oil or vinaigrette. So it's really, really good. But we're like,
time out. What do you eat whole canned cherry tomatoes? Is that what you just said? What do you put them on?
We just eat them. I mean, I just eat them plain. We haven't really eaten too many yet because we've just been canning them recently. So
I'm so confused, though. Why wouldn't you, like, I don't understand. You just eat them plain out of the jar?
Yeah, it's canned. Yeah, they're canned.
I know, but
yeah,
is there flavor or anything?
Yeah. Sorry. There's like, the one is like balsamic vinaigrette and rosemary, and the R one's like an oil based one that has other stuff in it. I forget now.
Yeah, but I was just picturing like a flash steam cherry tomato, and I'm thinking that sounds pretty terrible.
No. Yeah, no, there's boring. Some flavors we haven't eaten too many because we're we gotta let the flavors settle in and absorb into the stuff. So
yeah,
but we're already overloaded with canned goods as it is because of just doing all these micro ones. So I'm not sure we're gonna put it all.
Well, I mean, that's a good problem to have, I guess, because, quarantine round two is coming.
Yeah.
We didn't even leave round one.
Yeah. I mean, that'll probably be the reason I can't do this podcast anymore, because I won't have a place to do the podcast.
Canned goods everywhere. Be boxed in by canning.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome for the Zoom or for our calls. We could do the podcast video.
Yeah. Then we could be internet famous, Chris. What the hell?
Surrounded by tomato-based products.
I'm telling you. So I, side note, you're busy canning and I'm busy helping a new community. So there's this group of folks in the no code community. And if you're listening, you have no idea what that means. It is an aspect of design in which you don't know how to code, which would be me. There are tons of products that have hit the market over the last 5 years, I would say. And this huge community has kind of sprung up. And there's a gentleman by the name of Nelson, who's local here in San Diego. I interviewed him on my other podcast, Talks with Sarah No Socks, episode 12. Go check it out. And he built this whole community called, he's known as the Pixel Geek and built this whole community called the Pixel Geek Community. And so I've been helping him with that. And that has just been really rewarding. But today I was going through like introducing myself and chatting it up with people. And a couple of podcasters are on the community and asked me what the name of my podcast was. And so I had to confess I had two. So Chris, what I'm saying is...
Double dipping.
I've let people know, and now we're going to be internet famous, so we should be showing your canned goods in the background.
I love it. I mean, I figured what the next thing was there is you were going to say that you found a new co-host.
I keep trying, but, you know. Chris, you can't be replaced. Don't even try. Listen, did you submit to the Morning Brew?
I think so. I think I had to get my wife's Gmail account, so I think she did it.
Did you get a rejection letter?
Did you?
I did.
I'd have to go back to her email.
Damn it. Yeah, bummer. It's their loss. It's fine.
All right. We should start a funny business podcast.
I mean, we could. We could talk about business on this one. Listen, speaking of, let me plug a business I have not told you about, but I have been talking about all this week. So there's this company called Fast, fast.co.co. They had their launch party yesterday, and they are going to change the internet as we know it. They, Chris, I will send you this information.
It sounds like every marketing person who works for a tech company.
Right? It does sound that way, but it's true. So one-click checkout, which is not a new thing, but the way they're approaching it is very new. So essentially think of it like Amazon, but for the entire internet. Mm. So their platform is based on that you have this single checkout button that you create an account with Fast, right? And your credit card and password and everything is on file with Fast. And so any seller on the internet who has the Fast button, all you have to do is hit add to cart and check out with Fast and you check out. Terrific, right? But how do you track your orders? Oh, you go to Fast. So everything you've ever ordered, all of your shipping, they'll combine orders. Everything is under that one dashboard. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, just a lot of, especially with the way e-commerce has boomed since quarantine started. This product is only 18 months in the making and they just released it yesterday. I'm super, super impressed with that company in general. Pretty amazing. You should follow them on Twitter. The founders tweet about how they build the company, leadership is, their entire marketing plan. They're very, very transparent. Really, really cool company. And I'm telling you, they are definitely going to change the internet. It was really interesting. So we could talk about that.
Yeah.
Tesla split stock.
So did Apple.
Yeah, Apple did. And they went down, both of them.
You know what's interesting? Because I saw a graphic, right? So you think of the S&P 500, 500 stocks. It's kind of being equal weighted. It's like, each stock has that, percentage. Well, I guess it would be 0.2%, right? If you're 500 and 100%. Anyway, and so it's not that way, right?
Obviously, no.
When you look at like the Dow and S&P, they're weighted, and there's different algorithms for how they're weighted. But like the S&P 500 is, or Dow, one of those is weighted based on the value of the company. And so they showed an infographic about the S&P 500 and the FANG stocks plus Microsoft, so Facebook, Alphabet, Amazon, Netflix, and whatever. Anyway, and then Microsoft. They're literally 25% of the S&P 500. So when they go up, it looks really good, right?
Yeah.
You go down at all, it has that outsized impact, right? So it's crazy. Yeah. It's
oh, my voice just changed. Did you hear it?
No. I was talking. I geek out about this stuff. Sorry. So
no, it's okay.
It was just an interesting infographic about that. So
yeah. There's been just a lot of really interesting things. I need to learn how to trade. That's next on my list of things. Maybe 2022. I don't know.
Careful. The Robinhood app.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that because it's very upsetting to me. All I will say about that app is design is incredibly important. And you really, really, really need to understand that everything you are making, a human being is touching. So you need to be very thoughtful and cautious in how you're designing it.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm having my second beer, Chris. I'm drinking local. There's no Oktoberfest here. What did I have first? Mike Hess. And now I'm having a McKellar. Delicious.
I drink local, too.
Not sponsors, but they could be. You could be if you really wanted to. You tried hard enough.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sure.
Yeah, so I think that's good.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got. There's a lot happening. Business is still rolling slowly, but, you know, it's good. I'm having a lot of fun helping out with the Pixel Geek community. I'm learning lots on Webflow. I signed up for a couple of challenges because I am crazy like that. Yeah.
So you're the reason we don't do this anymore.
No, Chris, I'm available every single time. I make time for you, my friend.
Yeah.
We've been saying we're going to have a couples podcast forever, and we haven't done it.
Good.
You gotta convince the wife.
Next summer.
We'll make next it happen. Summer? Jesus.
Well, at least until the kids go virtual with school.
It's forever from now.
I know.
All right. That's enough of these shenanigans. If you want to follow along in between, I have been absolutely horrific posting on this social media account for Can I Tell You Something Funny? We are on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram, it's Can I Tell You Something Funny? And Twitter is Can I Tell You? That's letter U funny. Be honest, I've only been posting when the episodes drop. I am much more active on my own personal social media, which Chris doesn't partake in because I don't know why. Tell the people why.
Keep up with all the social medias.
Mm.
The Instagram, okay. The Twitter. Well,
if you want to follow me, I'm Sarah No Socks on everything. That's Sarah No H. No H. Sarah No Socks. Or you could be like the marketer who called me and called me Serrano Socks. It's capitalized for a reason. Sarah No Socks. That's it. Yeah, I'm that on everything, and I'm very active on Twitter. That's usually where you can find me, tweeting about nonsense. And if you need any design work, Webflow help, Webflow tutorials, I just launched a new one in which you can have an hour of my time as well to go over it with you. That's all available at sarahnosocks.com. Chris, PSA this week, anything?
I have one. Hold on, I gotta find it.
I gave mine away already.
You did. Hold on, I gotta find it. I sent it to someone. Hold on, wait for it. By the way, I like the Serrano socks.
I thought it was so funny. Some dude from like San Jose or Santa Clara was like, hey, we're running this agency deal and you can get HR help for half the price. So I was like, oh, let me ask my HR representative. She was like, bitch, you're fine.
I mean, if the whole like consulting gig doesn't work, you can always make socks.
It's a terrible idea. I have a friend locally who makes socks.
I like it. You can make your own line of Serrano socks.
That's not going to happen. I can make my own flip-flops. That would be amazing.
There you go.
Or witty t-shirts.
All right. So I don't think we talked on the podcast when we were talking earlier about drinking. Maybe we did. We talked about like getting takeout beverages and stuff like that. So the PSA of the week is just remember, you can't get pulled over for having an open beer in the car if you hold it out the window.
I don't think that's good advice, Chris.
Wait, no?
No. Oh. No, it's not.
Well, I tried.
It's an epic failure. Thank you.
And on that note,
we're out of here.
Bye, Sarah.
Yeah.